holding in the yomim, if the achone le kabbalah satoira, Chinuch really explains that the whole yesoid of Sfira Sa'imer is the whole yesoid of the Sfira Sa'imer is ke'eved ishaf tzeil, like a person is waiting for shade. That we have to have a chone le kabbalah satoira. So a person has to know, you know, chutz from the ganze inyonim, that we'll speak about how a person makes a chone le kabbalah satoira. But this is deiraisa, da'inu, these yomim, that a person has to prepare himself, mit pesach ad shavuos, to be ready to kabbalah satoira, to prepare himself to kabbalah satoira, that ishno. The Chinuch learns that this is time of the Krah, this is the mitzvah. The time of the Krah of the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer is to prepare yourself to the Kabbalah Satayra. It's not like if it's a Zayti Ke'inia. This is time of the Krah, this is the mitzvah in the Torah, to prepare yourself to Achon Le Kabbalah Satayra. How a person prepares himself to the Achon of Kabbalah Satayra? Dainu, in Sforim state, that in every year, at the same time when Shavuos comes, it's the same Isgalus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a siyata dishmaya of Kabbalah Satayra, and if a person prepares himself and is mukhan le Kabbalah Satayra, so when the Yontef of Shavuos comes, he has the bazundar siyata dishmaya to have a koyach to be mekabel teira. When a person is mekabel teira, he has a bazundar siyata dishmaya, a special siyata dishmaya. When a person is mekabel teira, but a person has to have the achone le kabbalah satayra. So I want maybe a little bit during these weeks, these shvuas, to work together to come to be mukhan le kabbalah satayra, to be amola shel teira, yegiyasa shel teira. And Be'ez Hashem, we come to shvuas, we'll be holding take and the madreges agdoilas of the achone le kabbalah satayra. So the first thing that a person has to know in achone le kabbalah satayra is avada, to sit and learn day and night be'asmode be'giyosa shel teira. But I mentioned already, I just wanted first to be marchiv a little bit. I said over a couple times, by me this be'etzem was a great zach. You know, it's the famous shaila. You know, Rabbi Kiva was a ma'oretz for 40 years, he didn't learn teira. And then he saw, he was going and he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. And he said, if the water can make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go inside me. And the shaila is, we know that the water makes a hole in the stone. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? You have to see it. So you don't make us a clip. You see water going in the stone. You're much more from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't see. He saw water, a hole, stone. The water made a hole in the stone. We can mamish picture the whole zach. Take a stone, have the water, people take it to all the schools, and the next generation, everyone will be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a me'oretz. He's 40 years old. Mi'itel li talmid chochem v'neshchenu kechamoir. Sinas ha'meratzim l'talmid li chachomim. It's mamish. And the water made a hole in the stone, he became Rabbi Akiva. I'm saying, this kasha by me changed my life. When I was a bocher in Yeshivas Kol Teira, the way when a person, when we finished the yeshiva, the way it was, they made like a mesiba for the bochim that leave. And as today, so the meaning in my days was that when you're ready to leave, the friends came over to you. So they would come over to you like in the beginning, in the end of second Seder, your best 10 friends, and they'll tell you tonight. And it meant from this minute on, you learn Beretzif is still the morning with them. This was the goodbye party. Like, you didn't know what night it would be. It was like, towards the last week that you're in yeshiva, a guy would come over to you and say, tonight is the party. All the 10 friends, to get together, we learn the same Gemara Shetesis, Chazer, 1020 Blat. This is the goodbye party. This was the way when I was a bach in yeshiva, it's called Teir. So remember, they came over to me tonight, I remember we're learning Gittin. It's Kabbal. And the kids are learning, 3 o'clock by night, we hear like a scream. Oof. It's a horror. We learn stark. 3:30, the screen was mamish. The learning was starker. 4 o'clock already, the screen was schwacher. 4:30, mamish schwacher, 4:45, yeah, we didn't hear it anymore. In the morning, we found out that the old lady fell in the middle of the night from her bed, the building near Yeshiva. She was screaming for help. So we felt guilty. So the Kabbalah I was mekabel on myself was that the next time that I hear someone screaming, it doesn't make a difference how dangerous it will be, I'll go to help. The next scream, I'm running to help. This is my Kabbalah. This was the last in the end of the winter. And the beginning of summer, I think like this day, 5 days into the summer, Zman, I'm coming to Yeshiva Sponovich. And 12 o'clock by night, I go near my dorm. It's like a little place near Yeshiva there. And I hear a scream. So here's the Nisayan. The door was closed, but I might have heard a scream. So I know here's the Nisayan. So I ran. I broke the door and I broke in. And we're sitting inside. 10 G'doyle Talmidei Chachamim. Some are not alive anymore. Mamish, some of them are mamish. G'doyle Oyle Mamish. All of my life I heard that these things exist. It's the first and the last time that I saw such a thing. And like, you know, the door breaks, so, you know, they look at me like with a finger, like, you know, they made me to sit down. And I sat frozen there. And the prison that he's living, Baruch Hashem, one of the G'dayli Yisrael today, he was screaming and he was asking this question. If Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, so what is the pshat? Because the water makes a hole in the stone, Rabbi Akiva started to learn. He said, I will tell you pshat, he said. Rabbi Akiva loved learning. He wanted to learn. Sinish gigangen. He was so famacht, so grob, mamish. He couldn't. He didn't know alibi. He didn't go in. He became so frustrated. He told me, Talmid Chochem and Eshchenu kechamoyr. The Gemara says, Amor, Talmid of kekelev. Amar lo, kelev yesh refuah lemakosoy. I wanted to give him such a bite that ain't refuah lemakosoy. And mamish hated. I was frustrated. When he saw the water makes a hole in the stone, he said, if the water makes a hole in the stone, there's a chance. And he learned and he became a Talmid Chochem. Then he gave a scream. And he said, Chazal say that Rabbi Akiva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hero le Moshe Rabbeinu dor v'dor shov. Dor v'chachomov. Hiro Akiva ben Yosef. Shu Yoshe v'doyresh tilei tilim shel aloche al kol kutz v'kutz. And the words are like little kutzim. He was doyresh tilei tilim shel aloche al kol kutz v'kutz. I don't know if one aloche and one kutz. Tilei tilim shel aloche al kol kutz v'kutz. Omar le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe rabbeinu. Omar le'moshe rabbeinu le'akadosh baruch hu. Yesh lecha Akiva ben Yosef bo ilomecha ata noisen teira al yodi? Omar shteik, kach olsa machshav. The neshama before Rabbi Akiva was such a neshama. He goes down to the world. What is the nisayon that he has? Not batole. Not a restaurant. Not an MP. What is this yitzhar hara? Ich bin garnished. I'm a haaretz. But what is standing behind him? God l'ador shal doyresh tilei tilim shal aloche. He said, who knows? How much Rabbi Akivas are sitting in this room? And they think that he cannot become Rabbi Akiva. They think that he cannot become Rabbi Akiva. But if they will push, Pitam will come to Siyata Dishmaya. So what a person will say, Pung Rabbi Akiva happened to be that, you know, he was very big and he was covered with a thick layer of not smartness, yeah? But Teisa Nish does it. Teisa state that, you know, when Rochel married Kalbus Rabbi Akiva, so Kalbus of War was the ganze, you know, ganze mandoma and ganze klal Yisrael, and his wife is married to shepherd. You know, so he made a neder. You can't be neder. So Mishloma, they married. He's marrying my daughter for the money. You know, I'm not giving nothing. Then when he became Rabbi Akiva, so he wanted to be matter the neder. So he was matter. He told him, if you know that you'll be a Talmid Chochem, I would not. I know a Mishnah, I would not be neder. And he was such a Amoritz, he couldn't know a Mishnah. Eh? פרק תייסס, אין מתירים בנוילד. סגבין הנוילד, את רבקי ואולך במישנה, פשוט את המעצב, how stop he was. פרק תייסס, אין יש כאן נוילד, חזוק ההוי לכליל מודנה הסגוד. Everyone has this chance. Not punk it happened to be ברבקי. So I know what he's all is telling all of you now. No, if I would be mom is stupid, maybe I'm Rav Akiva. But because I'm halfway, I'm not Rav Akiva. So it's mom is not Kal Vachomer. It doesn't seem to know Kal Vachomer at the bell. But if I would go Mish, maybe it's a chance. You know, Yenim talking, maybe like, you know, everyone's thinking on one guy, maybe he could be Rav Akiva, yeah? But myself, you're 20 times better from Rav Akiva now. So Mistami, you will be billion Rav Akivas. The person has to know this is the Metzius. Gemara says Rav Lezer ben Hurkanus. The Mefarshim of the Kabbalah explain Pshat in the Gemara there. Hayu Choyresh Sod Etroshim Shel Aviv. Hamachas Ba'Avi Matzor Boiche. Amar Elama Ata Boiche. Amar Chofetz Ali L'Matayra. So he gave him something even harder to be Choyresh. So he ran away. He went and he was learning. He was learning and learning. He didn't eat nothing. He was eating sand. This bad smell. When his father and he told him, "Kashem, that the teir, this bad smell is coming out of your mouth. That he didn't eat garnish. The teir will smell." And then his father came. Saying chidushim nish doin yeshiva mir. Chidushim of all the tanoim neshamatem oizen moilam. Everyone tried to say it's a vault, and then they tell you that's what Yosef Shem gizok. Saying the mefarshim, what is the pshat shayu choyresh ad mastroshim shel aviv? Ad mastroshim is a hard land. Why he never learned Rav Lezer ben Hurkanus? He felt no chance. Efshar balabas. Efshar adafayim twice a day the most. Yeah? Maybe dirshu. Yeah? But so. Didn't think something could come out of him. When he was chayrish to admastroshim, he realized it's very hard. But if you work in the work, and kazalavah, it's hard. Question how much you put inside. So he started to cry, I'm going to learn Torah. This is what Chazal HaMeram is to us. A person has to know the first thing. Everyone could become the biggest Talmud Chacham. Everyone. There's not one person that cannot become the biggest Talmud Chacham. There's not even one person that cannot become the biggest Talmud Chacham. Not even one person. Abba Yitzchak has the keach to say, if I will learn and what I could remember already, what will come out of me? What will come out of me is no chance. So that one of the poskim, he told me Zog in the Naman, but I heard from people that learned with him together in yeshiva, when he would learn his mamash today, the first line in Mizok, not to say his name, Al Kvoidai, but I heard from someone that learned with him in yeshiva together. And when he learned Shor Shenagach Esaporo, he had to explain himself, Shor Shenagach Esaporo. Like this, he would learn to get the picture what is exactly happening. And I know from another person, so I went in to look into this Talmud Chacham. Mamish kol raz leonisle. I found out the person that Lel Shabbos, he would live with him every Lel Shabbos for 30 years. Was finished the meal 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and he would learn till 4 o'clock in the morning every Lel Shabbos. 30 years. Then it opens. The Yitzhar has a koyach, and this is the Yitzhar of the Bnei Teir. And that's the Yitzhar of the Gas. The Yitzhar of the people that are sitting here. What the Yitzhar tells you? What the Yitzhar tells you? The Yitzhar tells you there's no chance. This is number one. But if a person decides, Chazanish says, יש הרבה מגדול לישראל שלא יחכימו אבל החליטו אחלוטו נמרצס. They decided that they will become תלמידי חכמים. גודלו ועשו פרי. גודלו ועשו פרי. You have to have the אחלוטה. If you have the אחלוטה, you become תלמיד חכם. שלב א', we'll go weiter von Rabbi Akiva. Weiter in Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tell us in Rabbi Akiva, you know, he married this Rochel, Kalba Savua kicked him out of the house. So the Gemara says two stories what happened in the house there. Well, so the Gemara brings out one ma'aseh that, you know, they were laying there, there was no straw. She was very sad, you know, she was used to sleeping in this bed with 9, 8, 10 pillows. Now she's sleeping on the bed, on the floor with straw. So she had like second doubts. So Leo Hanavi came, knocked on the door, and he said, you know, my wife had a baby, I don't have straw. So Rabbi Akiva gave her some straw, told his wife, you see, some people are not so poor like us. They're even worse from us. We're doing okay. Then the Gemara says, you know, he told her, one day when I'll have money, I'll buy you Yerushalayim Shel Zov. It was a kind of jewelry in that day. They made a picture of Yerushalayim. It's like only the rich, rich people have it. Omro loy zile beirav. Go learn Torah. This was the only private two conversations that they had in the house. It was Gnamoritz, it was Rabbi Akiva, yeah? Gnamoritz, he didn't know nothing, yeah? He couldn't speak in learning, even if he wanted. But Tesis says that he didn't know a Mishnah. He didn't know a lot to know a Mishnah. So he's not a Geret. He doesn't know a Geret. These are the only two stories. So the Mephoshim say, Givaldi Kizach. She married him that he will go to learn Torah. But she knows, you know, he'll go to Yeshiva, he will be Tzabroch. She knows, she has to have a plan how to send her husband to learn. He wants to learn. He saw the water makes a hole in the stone. He said two things. We're not so poor. Some people are poor. It's not the end of the world. Sometimes a bacher thinks, mamish, chob gonish. That's gonish. Tell your bacher, lost his parents, doesn't have a dira, doesn't have a chavrusa, has one shirt to wear, this is worse. Has he in a machle? Thing is worse. And a bacher lost his eyes now, he can't see. And what kind of life he has? It's worse. I only know a little bit, some people don't know bichlal, but Hashem, I know pshat. You know, some people, they go like this, and then they stay like that. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. No. He's dreaming already that when he'll be, you know, he's the poorest person in the world, yeah? And he's against the big man, the big Kalba Savua, you know, I mean, where he will go, no one will do business with him, because, you know, he's not up with the Kalba Savua. I mean, no one will touch him. You know, Kalba Savua was the king, and he started up, he took his daughter, you know, I mean, I understand how the Maisa was, yeah? He was Menuda Meshukets, yeah? There's no shaila about it. But he's really telling you, you know, when I will be rich, I'm planning to be the rich to be rich, I'm planning to buy you. But Gival the Kashif, when I'll be the God Lador, I will chaz a shas backwards. Already dreaming how, you know, when I know shas, how I'll chaz it once a year the shas. I'll know Kiddushin 10 times, 20 times. When a person mitzad echot, he's happy. He doesn't go depressed. Has a sipuk. He knows how to find a sipuk in his learning. And at the same time, big sheifas. Big sheifas. Not small sheifas, big sheifas. Omoloi, this is your matzav. You're happy in what you have. Now that you come to yeshiva there and all the kids will laugh at you like what happened later, you run away. Mitzad sheni, you're dreaming not to pass the yeshiva. You're dreaming to be the richest. You'll be the biggest talmid chacham. This is what a person has to mashrish inside himself. Someach bechelkoi. Some guys the whole time, I don't know nothing. I'm like, oh, yes, I don't know nothing. These guys cry and complain the whole time. Golished. But mitzad sheni, plans. Shas in this year, Mishnevuah this year, Shechano. Have a plan. People have dreams how they will make money. Yeah? But how one day there will be a big Talmid Chacham, no kala terekula, these dreams don't fall on their head so much. To wake up in the middle of the night, I had a dream of a new Shas. Then you know that this is what you're thinking about. The third Zach steht in the Gemara. It's a gewaltige Yesod. Rochel has second doubt. She married this person. Al das to get married to be a Talmid Chacham. And now she's laying in the straw. She's missing this nice bed. Hashem sees things are very hard. He sends Eliyahu HaNavi for help. He knocks on the door, and Eliyahu HaNavi says, I need some straw. My wife had a baby, there's no straw. And Rabbi Akiva gives, Shtei da givaldi kezach. Rabbi Akiva is a shepherd, but a festive decision to sit and learn. When everyone here could be included in this matzah, shepherd, amen, and deciding to go to learn. Yeah. So everyone could decide, now I'll be coming the next God Ladon. This everyone could do now in his seat. And it doesn't go. And things are very hard. So what Hashem does, He sends Eliyahu HaNavi to help you. He sends Eliyahu HaNavi to help. Eliyahu HaNavi came to help Rabbi Akiva. As Nishkin Rabbi Akiva, he's a shepherd. He decided to learn. Eliyahu comes to help. But what? People think they're waiting for the Eliyahu HaNavi to come, you know, with gold wings, with white spots, like, you know, to come to do everything is okay. Whatever happened. He knocks on the door and he says, my wife had a baby, I need straw. You give him straw and you have to chab the chizuk. Oh, I'm not the poorest person in the world. Hashem feels not enough chizuk will keep you going. A person will come up, he will say, Hashem will say, why didn't you learn the first days, this man? Say, oh, it was so hard and tumbling around. Hashem said, I sent Eliyahu HaNavi to help you. Why didn't you learn Shabbos? It was very hard. Eliyahu was twice by you. This week, you know how much tzoras I passed? Eliyahu was 10 times by you. Eliyahu comes. If you decide to learn, Eliyahu HaNavi will help you. Eliyahu HaNavi is there to help you. Just you have to see him. I was in the way to yeshiva once. It's one of my hardest days. Hardest days. Every person has a hard day. It was so hard, I decided I'm not going to yeshiva that day. I thought you have to go. You know, I said, shit, you can't stay home. Everyone has his hard days. I collect my feet, my hands, you know, and I force myself. I ordered a taxi and I threw myself into a taxi. You know, the taxi will take me to yeshiva. I'm like, man, it's a hard day. I come and the taxi driver turns over to me and tells me, oh, I'm jealous of you, the firm people. I think, boom, today is jealous of me, you know. A lot of days you can be jealous. Today is not the right day to be jealous of me. So I told him, Mata mekane kol kach. You know, not to talk like that. You know, Mata mekane. So you don't understand. You know how much solace I have. I don't know who to turn to. You have something hard, you could turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I told him, I know you're Eliyahu HaNavi, give me a bracha. He didn't want, so I didn't go out of the taxi for over an hour. Till I forced him to give me a bracha. Now, I know you think I'm a sugar, yeah? Okay, first, I'm not going to argue now if he was Eliyahu HaNavi or not. But you have to understand like this. Even if Hashem doesn't have to send Eliyahu HaNavi, if he has a taxi driver available, he can send it instead. There's no mitzvah dafka to send Eliyahu HaNavi. A person has to know, when it's hard, Hashem will send Eliyahu to help you. Hashem will send Eliyahu to help you. If you decide to learn, nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you if you will decide to learn. And if it's hard, Eliyahu will come to help you. This is the Metzius. This is the Metzius. But you have to push. You have to have a achlote. A person has to decide a achlote nimretzes. A achlote nimretzes. I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. I will become a Talmid Chochem. And he starts to make a plan. And he has to know the Ribbono Shel Olam every time helps. And the Stipend said once, when a person davens for money, I'm sure he deserves it, I'm sure not. He davens for covet, I'm sure he deserves it, I'm sure not. But if he davens, v'hoyereneinu b'sayrosecho, but there's a reason Hashem could say no. Hashem can't say no. He asked him for the right thing. Well, tefillah helps, why not? No musar to say no. You can say no for money, you don't deserve it. To learn? To learn? This is the first yisoid. First yisoid, this is what a person has to miyasad inside himself. I mean, the ganze starke he has to miyasad inside himself. The ganze starke. we're holding, like we started, in the Yomim from Ben Pesach LeShavuos. Now, there's a lot of chalokim in Kinyonim. Bez Hashem, we'll start maybe one chalek, the Ma'arechit, like the Mur Ba'arechove. A person has to be Omel B'Toicho. V'mi atu moitze cholov shel Toicho, v'mi shemeki cholov sheyonak b'shnei imoy. Shchoyro ani v'naavo. מי שמשחיר פונו בעולם הזה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מאביק פונו לא עשיד לבוי. יוגעתו ומוצא סוטיימין. Doesn't say לומדתו ומוצא סוטיימין. לומדתו ומוצא סוטיימין. Guy sits and learns the whole day and became a תמיד חוכם, don't believe. לומדתו ומוצא סוטיימין. יוגעתו ומוצא סוטיימין. Has to be a יגיע. Some people, I know it's sad to say it, but this is the Metzius. I'll tell you, I was in Chutz Laaretz now. I met a guy, a little more in Yeshiva. Now, Baruch Hashem, you know, Elam Hazeh Yazabel, Ruchni is Mamish Gornish. So I told him, you know, you see, you have a beautiful house, but you're not learning. I want to tell you, I could see now Elam Haba, you're living like as a garbage bag, and there you're living. He came back with his family, and I said it over again. And Elam Haba, I don't know, you'll have to share a garbage bag with all your family because you're not planning to have nothing. Tell me, you know, I'm so bad that I deserve it. I said, no, you could fix it again. If you start to learn, so you'll have Epesach with an apartment or something. Yeah? But I said, well, why are you doing it to me? What I did so bad? He said, well, everyone that comes in to see you, this is what you say to them. So I told him, I'll tell you, when you come to the Shemaim, you'll come over to me and you'll tell me, he's in captain, why you didn't tell me even stronger? Now I have nothing. If you would force me to learn, maybe I would have something. Why when we met, you didn't choke me till I was mischayev to learn? So I said, so I'm doing it now. And I want you, before you mishpochet, mekabel, kabole, benedo, that how much you're learning every day. And I say again, how much I'm doing now, lo si lover, you will be asking me why I didn't do more. The person has to know. I'm saying this is the emes. Yogata umotzosa timing. The problem with a lot of bochim, they're sitting and learning. They don't have a yegia shel toyo. They learn mamish till the end of the yegia. The Seder finishes, he doesn't have what to do for an hour and a half now. But 5 to 7, it closes, you know. 40 minutes, the Gemara is closed. Okay, everyone has the time that he's embarrassing his friends to get up, yeah? Society, but he's on his own to learn, to force himself. Noch apshat, gaitanish. Noch amot, noch amot demarshon, maybe amot chapshat. This is yogato. Yogato umatzosa taimi. Ashri misha amole batairo. Im bechukoisa teleicho shetiyo ameilim batairo. The mishtakim mitzore deleihu misaskim besimcho dili. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a molo shel toiro. Hashem wants yegioso shel toiro. This is the kinyan of Teira. This is the Metzius. So we have to go keseidah bezus Hashem. I'm saying, but we don't have enough time. You know, if you don't make the achone, the Kabbalah Sateira doesn't go. You're not. If Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a time to prepare yourself for the Kabbalah Sateira, now is the time. Alamol is the time. But now is the bezundere time. Not so much days left. Less than 30 days are left till Shavuos. It's garnished. Listen to the science. I'm trying once till Shavuos. From today. That's the story. Friday, Shabbos, story. Nothing. A person doesn't have to eat. So animal tells a person, choke yourself, and then you become a sugar and you can't manage. Amen. I'm almost a tail. The person feels he can't omel enough. So the masechta is big. Take another perek. Learn. But fill your day. Fill your day. The person knows how much hours he has to sleep. And the rest learn. Yegia shel toiro. Amolo shel toiro. Decide, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. And if it's such a achlot hazoke, Be'ezes Hashem, and together we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya. Be'ezes Hashem, we'll be growing to be Emes HaTamid Chachomim, and everyone, Be'ezes Hashem, will be Zoich HaTaket to become Emes HaTamid Chachomim.